Bios very closely. I've been saying new co-host. Now, I'm about to go ahead and get into that. All right, so, of course, you know, back in late November, early December, you know, is when I had a chance to have these two, have my girl Tara Lamont host with me and my girl Keista Diva host with me. And, yeah, man, it was a phenomenal ride. And then because of some stuff that Keith had to handle up, because we all got things we got to handle up on. You know, Keith wasn't able to hold us down like she used to. So, you know, we just showed some love to her, glad that she made some moves. And, you know, me and Tara was holding down. Now, Tara, I know you've been like, man, we had another co-host in a while, right?
Yeah, that's true. We haven't.
That's true, right? Now, you want to know what my surprise is?
Yeah,
I want to welcome everybody. I want to welcome everybody to the show with our new co-host.
What?
It's your girl, Jaquise Amor. Does that name sound familiar to you?
I do.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh,
my God. I couldn't even hold it at all. I was like, oh, my God, unmute me. I was too excited. But I'm glad to be back, ready for this ride once again. I've been listening to you guys. I'm like, I got to get back to my team. I got to. So, everything that I'm doing is not on the back burner, but it is going the way that it's supposed to without me having to be around and to be gone. So I am definitely back, and I'm definitely excited.
Hey. Okay. I like that.
I thought you guys were going to figure it out when he put the SoundCloud up. I'm like, okay, they're going to get it, but nobody got it. I was like, okay. So
nobody was getting it. Jaquise Amor, Tara Lamont.
I'm glad to have you back, Keith.
Girl, I am glad to be back. I am glad to be back. Give me something to do on my Monday and Wednesday nights because I was so busy. Oh, my God. I couldn't sleep. I was just grinding and working, and it was crazy. But now I am back with a whole set of new business ventures. I'm talking about stuff that I didn't even think that I was capable of doing, but I must say I am humble and blessed with the support system that I have, with my team that's behind me. I am beyond blessed, so I can't complain. I can't.
Great. That's good. Glad to hear that.
Glad to put this back on one of my business venture type things. Yes, I am a co-host once again, and I am excited.
Now, I heard, one of the things I heard about you started, no, we actually mentioned as a sponsor last week was HoodRats.com. Is that true?
Huh?
I heard you started a new website called HoodRats.com.
No, he didn't.
No, see, on HoodRats.com. Yeah, I saw that. That's what she. I heard like this is what a rumor that you started a real website called.
That I started the website.
That you started a website called HoodRats.com, and that's where you put a bunch of HoodRats in there, and it's a dating site where if guys want a HoodRat, they can go on there onto the site.
Oh,
and get
who wants a HoodRat though? Oh my God, who wants a HoodRat?
Man, I do, man.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's what's hot. I'm trying to find me a hood, man. I'm
no,
trying to find.
See, that's the generation.
She do hair, sell food stamps, and strip at the same thing, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I'm done.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Done. I am
oh,
done.
Oh, my God.
He said hoodrats.com. Only in his imagination.
I'm going to go check that out.
Anyway, we had T said running those dating services. Y'all know.
At all.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
they got dating services and everything else. Christian singles. I'd be here. It'd be some. They'd be acting crazy. I mean, Christian singles, they'd be getting. People be acting wild on Christian singles. This is what I've been hearing.
I want to catfish somebody on there. I really do. I thought that would be kind of fun. And I made the funny comment on Twitter about would I go to hell if I catfish someone on Christian Mingles. But I don't know. I just think that it would be fun because I get bored sometimes now that I have no
idea. It'd be a lot of cheating. You know what? It'd be a lot of cheating men on ChristianSingles.com. That's the sad part.
Then you'd be saying in the church. That's what
I'm with you.
Oh, wow. I don't do the dating sites. I have found me someone for me, and I'm happy. Dating sites is off my chart.
I just want to be, let's just be real about it. Why do I need to go to a whole, I mean, what's the difference between using eHarmony and stuff versus me using Facebook and Twitter to holler at somebody?
I've never quite figured that out.
I think it's all the same for me. I think it's all the same, too. Yeah.
In the day,
no matter what room you go, I got like, people say, well, you may have inside the club, man, or you may have the girl. I made a comment today. I told somebody, and I said, I'm coining that phrase immediately. And I was saying, you know, because everybody, I'm lively, very lively person. And sometimes people confuse lively for craziness or something, or bad seed or whatever. And they think when they see quiet people that all they're reserved and this, that, and the other. And, you know, they always say that phrase where they say it's always the quiet ones. Well, you know,
right.
I could get further because a lot of times, I said something earlier, I said quiet people scare me because when you think about quiet people, they always quiet, so they got too much time to think of something evil in their head all the time.
Mm-hmm. They are the quiet ones, are the scary ones, and they are the most dangerous ones because they are not going to tell you that they're going to kill you. They're just going to kill you. So they are.
They always want to be nice. They want to tell you something nice, so they're like, oh, well, okay. I'm like, well, I don't, you know, no, I'm not really, that's not how I feel. No, just be real. I don't care if you're quiet, loud, whatever. You ain't feel something, be real about it. I don't like that. That's my thing. End of the day,
I feel that.
You can be a quiet person and keep it real. Like, stop faking the fun of living this, because when you keep trying to be fake, what they say was done the dark must come to the light.
I'm not for sure.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say. So yes, I just really just been tripping off of that. It's been hurting my head. Thinking about it. Like,
so can someone tell me what's going on with that reunion of Love and Hip Hop since I wasn't able to watch it?
Let me tell you something. Love and Hip Hop reunion. Any talk about it is off limits until I'm doing the show and go watch it.
Okay.
Come on again, and I'm gonna watch it too. So nobody mention, and if you're a caller, don't mention it. Don't give my timeline to mention it. I know you're mentioning
my time,
but don't mention my name and tell me about the show. Let me watch it. Darn it! I'm telling you, don't.
Yeah,
do
I wanna watch it too. Yeah, definitely. I feel that.
They're going to give me a headache.
Well, I haven't seen it either,
Southern people. Now, I'm gonna go around the round table because I got to get y'all minds on some couple of things I wanted to definitely talk about. Now, first thing first.
Is one...
You know, we did Model Month last month, and it was such a success. And, you know, of course, y'all, the two of y'all being models, you know, Keith, you popped in a couple of shows where it was going on. Taryn, you know, has, of course, has interviewed some of the people that was on there. And just kind of get y'all mindsets on basically what being a model means to you and how key that Model Month was, like what Model Month meant to you as well. So what being a model means to you, and then the fact on what the whole month of modeling, of model this, model that, all month long that we did last month, what does that mean to you? So we're going to go to Taryn first.
Okay. Yay. All right. Modeling is not just simply modeling to me. It's not standing posing. It's like art. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. It's the way that you're telling stories. You feel me? If I look at it, if you're a professional model, you're telling stories. So within myself, you know, to be able to tell and speak millions of words through my pictures and to create that art through my body, is sometimes I can't speak it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more of a, how can I say? It's more of a calming sense of me in a way. So in a way, it's a part of me is how I'm trying to explain it to everybody. Modeling means the world. It's just like art, you know. I love to paint too, so it's just kind of like painting a perfect picture, you know what I'm saying, but with your body and your facial expressions. But the Model Month, okay, that meant a lot to me just because it's giving recognition to all the girls around the world that's really trying to do something, you know what I'm saying, even if they're blown up and already known, or if they're in famous stars, whatever it is, you feel me, it's just the fact that we're giving that recognition and giving them, you know what I'm saying, the outlet for being an outlet, rather, for them to get more plugs and maybe some sponsors, and just opening up them to get to the next level and to have them, you know, explain their situations and, you know, that they have been in good and positive, their outlooks, and they're sharing it with the world just so they'll know. So, you know, they're enlightening, you know, young models all around the world, and that's just not female models, that's male models as well. So, yeah.
Well, I feel the explanation for me. Yeah, I got to slide it over to Keith real quick. So, Keith, you know, as far as I ask you the same question, you know, what does it personally mean to you to be a model? And, of course, also, well, like how it felt to have a whole month where we were just focused on nothing but models and having all those different stories. Because, like I said, one of the things I talk about a lot is the reason why we even do this and even have models on the show year-round is y'all more than just what y'all look like every day. Y'all actually, when y'all come on here, y'all get to have a voice and people get to see that, hey, y'all more more than just, hey, a pretty picture, like Terrence said.
Right. To me, modeling is not, I must agree with Terry, it is definitely art, 100%, but to me, it's not just a hobby for me. It has become my job. So I really look at it much different from people who's just doing it to do it, because you have people that have the wrong conception of modeling. They feel like because you get in front of a camera and you take pictures and you go on photo shoots, that makes you a model, which it doesn't, but I don't knock anyone or how they feel. But for me, it's creating art, creating a picture, and just doing you. That's how I feel for me. And to have you to do it a whole month long for different models, to hear people's situations and circumstances and how they got through it and still was able to model and put their dreams out there, that meant a lot to me. I could feel them. I definitely could feel them 100%, because everybody has their own situation. Everyone didn't just wake up and was in a magazine or got a spread. Everyone wasn't able to do that. And even if someone wasn't able to do that, you gave them that time to have their voice heard and not just be on a picture. And that, I do salute you for that.
Yeah.
Right. Because, y'all put it very well. And I got one more question I want to ask y'all, too. That is, that is definitely, we talk about this all the time. I just can't get enough when we talk to people. And I'm going to go into a little more in depth and want to really get y'all mindset on it. Is, as far as being a model, and, of course, with being a model, you do, like you said, you convey different thought processes of whatever. Do you feel that as an industry, but as a society, that we should stop acting so prude about if a model decides to do, like, for instance, and both of y'all have done some shoots where it's been, some people are hating, like, oh, you showing too much skin, or you showing too much skin.
Right.
How do y'all feel about that? Do you feel that we need to, as a society, that we need to grow the hell up?
I do. I honestly do. And for me, I have a different outlook on it now because my fiance is a photographer. So I have a totally different outlook on it. Us as a society, we have the impression that if you're naked, it has something to do with pornography. All the time, it does not. The only thing that I must say is be careful as to who you get in front of that camera. You have to be careful because not everybody has your best intentions. So I don't think that because you're nude or it's implied nude that it is bad. Regardless of what anyone say, I don't feel like it is bad. Just be careful. Even if you have to take someone with you, I still think that as a model, everyone should have that opportunity. Or if you feel that you want to, should be able to take a new picture and not just be wet, booty naked and have everything showing, but to create art. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree. I can't say that people do, need to grow up as far as how they look at people. I'm not a judgmental person, you feel me? But what I'm going to do is tell you facts, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am. But the fact, like how Keith said, if you do imply nude with a shirt, I mean, it's art, though. You feel me? And the thing is, I feel like people are so immature these days because, hello, if you go to the museum, what are you seeing? You're not seeing nothing but naked statues of people.
Right.
You know what I mean? You look out with somebody every day and see that. But it's just the fact that it's art, though. You know what I'm saying? So people just being so judgmental and being so, I call it simple-minded. You feel me? Childish.
Right.
It's simple-minded. And that's why a lot of people can't be in the entertainment industry, because if you can't put yourself in a different state of mind and see the art, contain the art in it, the business side of it, then you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're just simple-minded, and therefore those opinions don't matter to me. You feel me? You can say,
absolutely.
You did lingerie. It doesn't matter. You're going to get, no matter what you do, I don't care if you're a football player, whatever you do, you're going to get critiqued. Somebody's going to have something to say. That's just
absolutely,
what it is.
And I agree.
So, as a generation, do they need to grow up? Yes. Yes. These girls need to grow some balls, and some of these dudes need to grow some balls. You feel me?
What I think that it is? I honestly believe what it is. Not only society, but the wannabe models, and I'm not bashing anyone, they have made it hard for people who want to do implied news and just create art. Because they get up there and they're butt naked and they're
and
just
they
doing the most.
And they're busting it open and they're busting it
right.
open. I done witnessed it, you feel me? I done went inside of a photo shoot before where I wasn't shooting. I was going to pick up pictures and a girl was in there busting it open, you feel me? I'm talking model. I'm being real. She wasn't model material, I'm going to tell you. You feel me? She in there looking so like her.
Ratchet.
You feel me? It was shit. It was wrong, you feel me? And he just got her in there bending over. She like, oh, I'm going to be in black, man. I looked at her and laughed. You feel me? Like, yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. But it's the fact that
have
you
fun
do
with
that.
That.
Look at it in a certain type of way. Then you got video models. So everybody thinks, of course, the model's busting it open. When a lot of them really get in, I done seen models that get in for real, do their business, get their money, get paid, and leave. And even if you're not getting paid, you get in there, do what you need to do, and you leave. You feel me? That's what I've been doing for years. You will never hear a photographer be able to say that I got personal with them. Regardless, and Keith, that's not pertaining to you. You feel me? If you found somebody that matched how you are and y'all connect on that level, mm-hmm. then that's great for you. But I'm saying
right.
for them females that go out there and do it to every damn photographer trying to get some free pictures or whatever they be trying to do, because
right.
these photographers be selling dreams too. So, yeah.
They do. They most definitely do.
Yeah,
to answer
that question,
I must say.
Yeah, our generation needs some real talk. I can say that.
Now, I got one more question. I know Terry about to check out the bid, so I got this one last question.
Yeah,
this is
gotta
what
go a
you mean.
Gotta go.
Because this is what made me feel some type of way about it, was...
Some type of way?
You know, I'm just so tired of, you know, because I'm going to get straight to it, the sponsor stuff. Why, you know, and this is sad because the fact that Terry, that you mix different races and whatnot, and you still have to go to this, it just shows, you know, you think that, oh, you know, well, Keisha's going to get it because she, you know, rides the bat, they can go, oh, she's black. But then you still see it, even if Terry's a light-skinned chick, and she still got to hear this crap. And the thing I'm talking about is,
mm-hmm.
why is it that you can get a sponsor and you got pictures that's out there, you... if you're doing implied or whatnot, and you was in Playboy, and you were Caucasian, but as soon as you black, there's a problem all of a sudden. Why
yeah.
is that got
yeah.
why is
that
continuing to be a problem? I'm sorry, but in the sponsors that's doing it, y'all doing it to them, I'm calling y'all out on that because y'all know y'all wrong, and y'all know
y'all
being picky too, for
yeah.
you.
And it's just, it gets harder, though. You feel me? You would think, a lot of people think because I'm mixed, you know what I'm saying, that, oh, she can go into different markets. I can't. You know what I'm saying? It makes it more harder to me because certain sponsors don't want to sponsor a certain type of modeling or the genre or their personal emotions, you feel me, and what they like and what they don't. So it gets to the point where it makes it hard for everybody. Of course it does. You know what I'm saying? You got to be this size. You got to look like this. Oh, you did this before. We can't mess with you. Oh, she's mixed. She's it. She's Latin. We want you to wear this. We want you to do that. Put your hair curled. It's just so crazy because on some real stuff in the industry, a lot of people are not going to take you as you are. And that's what you got to learn. The fact is, no photographer is going to take you as you are. What your job is to do is to go as you are, keep yourself independent and your self-dedication, you feel me, of who you are as a person. And then you got to create whatever they're looking for in that picture to fill her own. That's what you got to
right.
do. You can't lose yourself in the industry. But, yeah, it's a lot of judgmental people out there to where if you, oh, we want this, we want that, we want Caucasian, we want mixed, we want that. It makes it a lot hard. I can say that. I don't understand why they do that, why they put us in that predicament. And to females going to bleach their skin, and then some females going to tan, they freaking and give themselves can't. You go through different stuff is what I'm saying. So. I don't know why they do it, but the thing is, you know, that just fits into where this generation as a whole, you know what I'm saying, and anybody. We're talking about sports, we're talking modeling, we're talking photographers, we're talking lawyers, I'm talking about everybody needs to set their game up in some type of way, because lately, in these last couple of years, they've been on some bullshit. So, yeah, y'all know the rest of what I was about to say. They've been on some other stuff. It's just real.
All right. Well, if
yeah.
I get Terry to see I want to say I love that Terry to see you on Wednesday. You know you got to handle up on some stuff, so
yeah.
we appreciate you stopping in.
For sure. I love you guys. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. All right, so you're going to go on. All right, so your thoughts on that, because, you know, Terry, and you heard, like, Terry just shared it in – because people out there get rich and see too that, man, you know, you like, that's why I hate that light skin versus dark skin stupid stuff on Twitter, because they tell you still fight the same battle. we all fight the same battle. I don't understand why did you to keep starting that. And with you, you know, how do you feel about we just talking about why is it that a sponsor going to hate on you because you got them tribe news stuff like that? But as soon as a Caucasian counterpart has it, there's no problem with it. And so I want to get your take on that too, Keith, as far as how you feel about that. Uh-oh, they lost your... Oh, that lose Keith? Oh, no. All right, hold up. Let's try again. Keith. All right, well, I'll try to get Keith back real quick. We're going to go to a quick song break because we're right in the middle of the show. And we'll be back. Let's go ahead and go to my girl T. Hobie, who just owned my boy I'll Be the Wiser in the show last week. And show us a little of this track here. This is Break Up right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, City J. breaking my heart. We're breaking my heart. Ooh, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna stop. All right, and we're back. And here on Life That Does Live, and that was my girl T. Harvey with Break Up. And shoot, man, Keith's over there. Keith's in there, dog. She had a Dodge craziness over there, man. Shout out to the Element. Always trying to do the most. I thought she was running that Metro. That Metro was messing up. Hello.
I don't have no Metro now. I get it right. Then you think it's funny. Oh, God. I have a Sprint, so.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm a star. I had to get it out. Woo! All right, so. I was asked, like, for Terry checked out on us, Hannah said, Biz Nias. I'm going to ask her a question, which was about, you know, responses and whatnot. That wise is that when, you know, when your Caucasian counterpart, she has, you know, implied news shots. Why somebody got Caucasian have implied news shots? Still get sponsors, no problem, whatever. You can get big liquor sponsors and all this. Some of the same liquor sponsors, you be a black model, and they will turn you down. Or the sponsors, the people turn you down because you have implied shots out there. How do you feel about, you know, how do you personally feel about that as far as, like, the industry as far as it comes to business? Like, they always try to typecast not having these other type of models in the industry being recognized and being able to sponsor them.
To me, I don't like it personally, but I've learned that there's nothing that I can do about it. It's hard for me being a dark-skinned female. People don't want me because I'm this color, or they don't feel like I can get the job done or this and that, and I don't think that it is fair, but I really don't – I can't challenge them on that, is that that's what they choose to do. I only – What I can do for me is to work hard to try to get someone who sponsors darker women to do that for me. Other than that, it's really nothing that I can do. I think it's a messed up situation, regardless of what I've done in my past. If I was butt naked or whatever, I feel like as long as I wasn't busting it open, being a ratchet, I should be fine. But it doesn't work like that, not in the entertainment business.
Right, we were sure, because like with Sarah, we were sure. I was even talking about the fact that it don't even matter. You can be light skinned. You can be light skinned and still have to deal with it. But just because you even look black.
Yeah.
If you even look black, they're going to negate the fact that, hey, you are a problem, whatever else, too. And negate that skill. Like it's like a brown paper bag test. Put the brown paper bag next to you. And you don't ever say, you're not lying in this brown paper bag, then you consider black. Is that type of,
I think it's a messed up situation, period. I think it's messed up all the way around, but you can't really challenge it. You really can't, because it's them doing the sponsoring and not you, so you can't really challenge them.
And what about this whole thing of dark skin versus light skin on Twitter? Because I don't know if people.
I want to find out whoever made that shit up. I want to meet with them one-on-one in conference. There is no such thing as light skin versus dark skin. When you cut a light skin person and you cut a dark skin person, we bleed the same color. So all of that, she's lighter than me or she's darker than me, doesn't mean a thing, because I've seen some bright skin, Casper-looking females that are just downright ugly. Although I've seen some darker women that wasn't too cute either, but I can't judge them. I feel like everyone is beautiful in their own way. But you got a 2013 generation that thinks that if you're light skin, you're winning. Not really.
No, exactly.
I remember
I got an argument with my friends before over light skin, you know. And then, like, especially I can look at, if I was getting the same argument today, I could call him out on it, because a lot of chicks he talked to, the dark skinned chicks, were getting into their argument. And my thing is this, I've already, you know, people always ask me, well, who do you mean? They, you know, when you really get the dynamic of the people I've dated or even talked to on a level of moving towards dating, it was a mixture. It wasn't that I was like going to light skinned chicks or going to dark skinned chicks. If you were fine to me, you was fine. It didn't matter.
And people don't understand that. They do not understand it. Now I'm gonna be honest and say this. I used to have a thing where I said, oh, I would not date a guy unless he was like the color of a set of ties. I just had this thing for extra dark men. And then I realized, regardless of what color, I felt like the darker men, they wouldn't cheat because they were ugly. That just was me. But when I realized the ugly ones got a little too confident, I had to, you know, hey, you're ugly. You can't be ugly and cocky. Stop it. So I just winged my separate way. I just winged my separate way from that and just dated who I felt like was for me. And I put all of the light skin, dark skin, jet black stuff aside, and I just went to doing me.
Well,
but
definitely.
I did.
This is what I want to talk about. You know, of course, you talked about a little bit earlier before I get into the hot mess. And I've been waiting for this incident to happen so that we can dispel this for people in the industry because, you know, there's always been, well, you can't, don't do this. You shouldn't talk. Now, of course, you said that the person you talk to now is a photographer, correct?
Right.
Now, make this point, because some people get twisted what the whole thing means. Is there a problem with talking to someone in the industry? There's a difference when they say, I want to tell you, though, because some people don't understand the difference between somebody that you are always doing work with and somebody that...
It is very, very...
In the industry.
And be honest with you, he's been in the entertainment business far longer than me. He's older than me, and yes, he is a photographer. It's very hard with doing business and being personal. It's very hard, but we know how to separate the two. That's one thing I love about our relationship. We know how to separate the two. Now, I'm not telling all models to go hook up with a photographer.
We continually hear people go, we always, you know, I say it all the time that I come on the show and say, you ain't never heard me say that I wouldn't date a model. You ain't never heard City J say that. That thing, I'm honest. I put it out there that I've dated models. But it's the whole thing of people have made it to the fact of if you're in the industry and whenever you talk, you can't tell somebody else in the industry. In that case, all the actors that's married, Jay-Z and Beyonce can't talk to each other. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith can't talk to each other. Y'all catching this? Y'all catching T already? They both in the industry. Why can they talk to each other? That they both in the industry, business keeping businesses, and Jay-Z and Beyonce do songs with each other, and they still go home and making babies. So obviously it can work.
Yeah, it can. It definitely can. You have to know what you want out of it. You get some people that go in for monetary reasons, which is not always the best reason, but you get to it right.
You just put it out there. I love that. You made the point out of me.
People do that. I mean, I didn't do that. When I met my fiance, I didn't go in with, hey, he got coins, let me jump on his bandwagon. No, we were attracted to each other before the, oh, he's a photographer, all of that came out. And then when I realized who he was, what he have done, I was like, this man got connects. And it just went from there. It wasn't anything about finances because I have my own. I carry my own weight. So it was nothing about that. But I am enjoying it. And it can work if you put your mind to it.
Right, because it goes off the fact that for me, it feels like because a person can understand where you're coming from first at hand, that you, because it's a lot of times, you know, when you check, like, you get jealous, like, especially, like, I know how the female model got to feel, how to talk to these dudes that's not really in the industry, and don't be free, don't realize that, don't always make the assumption that your girl is always trying to do something, and whatever, and they always so jealous, that, or don't always make the assumption that you got to watch out for every. Yes, you got to watch out, but don't become so fed when you're jealous that you mess up the workload of a photographer that's not even intentionally not even on that. Because it'd be jealous dudes that do that crap. And I mean, just for me personally, I just feel like, that's how it is, man. Like, people need to quit tripping and whatever. It is what it is. Yeah, I know that Storm is over there doing the most to Keith again. I know Keith will be in a second. So y'all keep hearing Keith go in and out. Don't freak out, man. It's the freaking Storm doing the most and really hating on her tonight. So yeah, this guy, bear with her. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and mention some of the shows coming up this week. A lot of crazy stuff going on. We got tomorrow, so y'all know, I told y'all, starting this week, we'll be doing the show on Mondays and Wednesdays. So Life That Does Live will be on Mondays and Wednesdays. On every Tuesday will be Glitz and Glamour. So Glitz and Glamour will be hosted by the one and only, the beautiful, great model Angela. And I think she's going to have a special co-host starting hosting on her. So I can't wait to find out more about that. You know, they be hiring some of the stuff for me, too, so I'll be watching that for them. And then on every Thursday, of course, we got my boy Camacho who's going to be in the building, and he'll be hosting his show every Thursday on the fly. And he has a special co-host. They'll be hosting him every week. Which I got to meet the co-host last week on the show. She was interviewed. And the thing is, when I come to the show, y'all never know what moves can be made. That's why you go to the show. She was on the show. I talked to them with her and Camacho and the two of them just hit off so well, and now they're both of them co-hosts. It's just like that. And crazy is, I mean, you notice pretty much everybody that's been co-host on the show or host of the show have been interviewed in the show before. Maya has been on the show before, you know, not only just as a host, but showing love to other models. We got Camacho's been a guest on the show before, even had his music played. SJ, like I said, SJ was on the show last week. Yeah, Keith was on, you know, Keith was just happy to be on the interview one day on the show. And it's her energy, and I can't remember who it was first when I first said something about one of the co-hosts. It was her or Taryn. And I was like, well, you know what? There's nothing happening. So, man, it just, everything doesn't work the way it was supposed to. And I'm just glad to have a circle of people that just all try to make the same moves, you know, making everything work together. So I appreciate that so much, baby. So I definitely appreciate everybody that's been showing us love of what's going on and whatnot. And as you see, just let us know Jeff's technical difficulties. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get to some of the news of the day. We got, first off, let's go ahead and go to Media Takeout. The top story, man, top story of the day is getting real. Of course, there's a picture. It's a picture of Mimi. And, wow, man, now, of course, you know there's a picture of Mimi that Brighton pretty much knows the thickness of Mimi. And then, you know, there's a picture of her. They have from her Twitter that she put up 2 days ago where she's extra skinny. Now, remind everybody, because a lot of people are like, well, she wasn't skinny in the show. Y'all got to always remember that when people listen to the shows are done 6 months ago. Like, when you watch the reunions are like 6 months after the shows were shot. The show was shot way in advance. Obviously, think about all the editing that goes to it and some of the stuff that happens. And you think about the time periods and when things are happening, they're always happening way away from when it's going on. Like, for instance, there was that one episode where they talk about Memorial Day, and it's freaking out on the show. This is a show episode that's like on in July. So that just shows you that how they do this stuff ahead of time. So, of course, you know, a lot can change in that time period. So, of course, you know, it's understandable that that's going to happen. But here's my thing. Because a lot of people are starting to speculate and starting to say whatever. And that's the question I just want to have you all ask yourselves and really think on, man. You know, is it wrong that you decided to go slimmer? You know, because, yeah, we want to see it thick, but, you know, maybe she got personal reasons. I mean, some people think she might be on something, whatever. But maybe she got personal reasons why she decided to go slimmer. You know, you never know, man. Like, don't hate her because she decided to go slimmer. And, you know, I mean, for me, because if you know what, you picked it in two seasons, season one versus season two, season one, she was a little bit smaller in season one. But in this new season, she was more stressed out. You paid attention real close. She's real stressed out, and now she's, you know, so now she was like a lot bigger on season two. So you can peek that. You know, it was a lot of people at work. We were saying this every day. We were like, man, something look different about her. Like, she must be like going to some things. You can tell. You can tell that going to some things weights. So, yeah, that's what it is, man. All right, so that's what it would mean me personally. I mean, that's how you want to exercise, will be that size, but being healthy. Don't do the Luther Vandross syndrome where you're going up and down, where you extra skinny, and then you get really big. Don't do that. Like, continue going, and that's how you want to be cool. Heck, if anything, if you get bigger, make sure you don't get too much bigger as you just make it to where you think, because if you do that, you'll keep going yo-yoing. You don't want to yo-yo. So it's kind of just keep it, man. Do what you do. You happy being slim? It is what it is. You need to quit worrying about you. And everybody can't be big. Everybody want everybody to be. And I even talk about it on, I'm not even talking about dick tip right now. I'm talking about this on some whole, everybody will always want you to know, well, these skinny chicks, like, come on, man. Like, yeah, you know, it's big up to the BBWs and whatnot, but let's stop making it seem like everybody got to be big, man. Like, I'm sorry, but it's got to be, it's all right for someone to be skinny, too. The world was one way, it'd be boring. I strive every day to be a person that does not live by normal everyday rules and have normal everyday thinking. So come off of that, like, honestly. All right, so now, as far as for LeBron James had a bachelor party in Toronto this weekend, and Drake happened to be there, and wow, it was ridiculous. they got a picture of LeBron in Toronto, bunch of people tipping their glasses up and whatnot, getting it in. And, yeah, man, it was definitely what was up. So, of course, as far as the hot messes all going on, man, it was reported that LeBron's friends were actively recruiting girls at the Caravana parade today for an after party at Thompson Hotel. I wasn't interested because he will probably only smash and dash, and all his friends are ugly and non-athletes. But Savannah, he is not playing with these Canadian chicks. If anybody's in T.O. Thompson tonight, is where you can catch the cheats. And then another person that happened to send them say that they ended up going to LeBron's not-so-private party, and they say that because everybody named Mama was on that rooftop, they had people looking through their phones, making sure that they weren't taking pictures of LeBron, saying that they couldn't leave unless they make sure that they weren't sneaking pictures. One Asian girl tried to snap a quick photo of LeBron and got kicked out. Amir Johnson's fat booty girlfriend, best friend, was in the corner shouting, "Don't be that girl." And the Chiefs, as they keep calling the Chiefs posse, was trying to have an after party. Drake ended up leaving his Bugatti with a Harlem of rim of chicks, as did LeBron, as they keep calling him a cheating this thing. The ratio of women to men was astounding, and, you know, it's crazy, man. I don't know, man. A lot of people, like, really starting to speculate, was LeBron cheating, this, that, and the other. But I don't know, man. Like, end of the day, I ain't going to sit here and put people in the bubble and say, if you're an athlete, you're going to do it, because people used to do that to me. It used to piss me off with that shit. That people will always go, oh, man, well, you know, because when I was playing football, they believed that, you know, that I was just smashing and dashing chicks because I was playing football. But it wasn't like that, man. Like, real talk, I just wasn't that type of dude. Like, I've shared that so many times on the show that, you know, of course, no, it's not a big shock or ooh or something. Oh, my God. But, you know, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20. So you do your math there. All these people had these speculations that back in high school and time I did, whatever, you keep getting these, it's all mixed up in your head, let it go. So, it's, I mean, just put it out there like that. Like, it wasn't like that. Like, just because we, not every athlete is like that. So get over it, people. Get over it. Now. We, as far as going on, what's going on, another big exclusive thing, apparently there's some pictures of Erica. I'm having some pictures with some dude of her hometown of Virginia named O'Shea. O'Shea is apparently a Christian man who regularly goes to church. And, you know, a lot of people say that they love not even look. So, he's got a lot of pictures out there, old modeling pictures, where some pictures are like, okay, whatever. And some of them are like, wow, okay. it's kind of out there. So, man, like, this dude's like, you know, as far as that's for male models, you know, that's. Yo, know, I know, man, I think the male models could have come to the show, man, because they know I'm going to go in and really get the scoop on this stuff. Like, what's, you know, how do male models tend to, you know, keep their sexuality in check as far as, you know, not having to be people judge them and say they're gay when they're not, and if they are gay, not to get hated on, and still be able to, you know, do all the different entities of modeling and make it happen. How do you tend to keep that off of you? So that's a question I always want to ask the role model. So I can't wait till we get one on the show, talk to him, and stop being scared to talk to Shady J and Karen and your girl Jaquisa Moore. We not gonna bite, man. We good. We got you. All right. So on the next show of Life That Does Live, on Wednesday show, we're going to have my girl JoJo all the way from H-Town be on the show, chopping up with her and KP. She got a lot of big moves. She got a lot of stuff she got going on, so we definitely going to be chopping up a lot with her. So that's what's going on. Make sure y'all check out all the shows that's coming on Monday through Thursday. Monday and Wednesday, Life Is Just Live Days. Every Tuesday is my girl Maya Angela of her show Grits and Glamour, and then every Thursday is my boy Camacho and my girl SJ. They host the show On the Fly. So there you go. That's everything going on. You can check out all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/SettingJ. Also at iTunes, type in Life It Does Live on iTunes. You find it there. The TuneIn Radio app, you can go there as well. And of course, you can join DustBot.com. So, that's what's up, man. Liz, we go on now with money and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. We rolling on that, everybody. See y'all. DustBot Radio. Life after dust. DustBot Radio. You need
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music was with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must.